councils. Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
Now, your council, Leichhardt, is set to merge with Marrickville and Ashfield. A voluntary merger proposal was also submitted by Leichhardt. Do you support what's been proposed for your council?
No, I don't. And I should clarify that there was not a voluntary merger proposal that was submitted by Leichhardt. What was submitted by Leichhardt was that Leichhardt was better to stand alone, and that was evident with all of the financial data that was being provided. But if there was a forced merger proposal, the majority of council, and I did not vote for it, said that their forced merger preference was a merger with Marrickville and with Ashfield.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
What effects will the mergers have if they were to go ahead?
What impact will mergers have across New South Wales?
Yeah.
Look, I think it's very clearly evidenced, and it has been evidenced with all of the previous mergers that have happened, not just in New South Wales, but in Queensland and in Victoria and in, for example, Auckland. They result in a reduction in the quality and the number of services that are provided. They almost always result in very significant rate increases for residents. They also result in a loss of council property. And generally speaking, in every sense, they cost a lot of money. You lose a lot of council staff. And certainly in regional and rural areas, what also happens is there can be a complete collapse of the local economy because of the merging of councils. So the impact can be pretty disastrous, both in regional and in rural and in metropolitan areas. And this state government is really behaving in quite a rogue manner with the way that they're trying to push through these amalgamations with no consideration about these impacts and really no evidence being provided at all as to why they should go ahead.
I imagine that's probably why you're opposed to the plans as a whole then.
Yeah, I kind of like to work with evidence rather than just somebody's whim or somebody feeling they have some sort of calling, which seems to be what's happening at the moment.
Fair enough, for sure. Now, opponents of mergers often argue that smaller governments are closer to their residents, but from the existing experience in Wollongong, an entire city under one council shows that bigger councils may actually have some benefits. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the interesting thing with Wollongong is they're actually proposing a merger with Shell Harbour, which would significantly impact negatively, particularly on Shell Harbour. And look, there are certainly obviously you want to have a council which works for the local area. Now, what's going to work for one area is not going to work for another area. And in fact, Premier Baird himself said that it's not all one size fits all. And I think that's absolutely key to this whole issue. So what may work in one area may not work in another, but it is really important that there is effective and strong local representation and that residents understand and they know that they are going to be advocated for locally by their council and that they are going to have a voice.
Now, just finally, on the flip side, I guess, the government's proposals have been labelled a lot of things, including a stitch-up, particularly the plan for Parramatta. Do you think the plan is skewed for political gains in favour of either party?
Look, the interesting thing is that when you look at the latest round of merger proposals, which are being pushed through with unseemly haste, mainly during the school holidays, so that people have as little opportunity as possible to be consulted on them, you can see that some of them are quite absurd in the way that they've been proposed. We've got, for example, the Council of Palarang, which is actually going to be split right down the middle. And we've even got a town in Palarang, which is going to be split. So half of the town is supposed to go to one merger proposal and the other half of the town is supposed to go to another merger proposal. And we've got these sorts of things happening right around the state. You have to ask, who has made these decisions and why have they made these decisions? Because the latest round has no basis on any of the previous reports that have been produced. And what we've been calling for is a KPMG report, which the Baird government is saying has been the basis for this latest round of merger proposals. And the Baird government is refusing to release this KPMG report. And they're refusing to say who has come up with this latest proposal.
Well, Rochelle, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
That's okay. Pleasure.